Not they came to upbraid him, not for him to upbraid them. But he answered and said, verse 13, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto this parable. Verse 16. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do ye not understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. You know, you eat a little germ, it gets in your mouth, and you, oh, dirty. That's not dirty. That which goes in, that isn't what makes you dirty. It's what comes out. You know, anything you take in, when it enters into your heart, when it has that main line right to the heart, that's not good. Because what's in the heart is going to come out of the mouth. And not just the mouth, obviously. What, is it just the speaking of adultery and fornication? No, it is it is coming forth from your heart. To have a heart of adultery, a heart full of fornication, a heart with murder in it. That's why in the chapter 5, he talked about the things that you say. Oh, thou fool! And murder's on the way. Out of the heart is coming forth evil. Thou fool! He says, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Going back to Matthew 13. Right? The parable of the tares. And it's very simple. I'll tell you what. People say, I remember some people said to me, well, a tare can change. People can change. No, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up, every single one. There's no changing of from tare to wheat. Now, to man, it may look like a tare, but no, it's really wheat. Because we can't tell. Because all men sin. Unlike plants, which just have one nature, he uses plants that are in their early stages indistinguishable so that you would kind of understand. But God knows from the beginning what he's planted and what he didn't plant. God has already predetermined the outcome by virtue of what it is. And every plant that was not planted by God, every plant that is not intended for eternal life, not intended to be brought into the barn, because he planted certain things. Certain human beings were created to be brought into his barn, which is a picture of eternal life. Others were made for destruction, for burning. That is the message of the scripture. There's a stark message. Every plant that is not planted of God is going to be ripped out and burned. Every plant. There is no turning or changing. But what about Paul? You see, don't you get it? Yes, you do turn and repent. Those are the good plants that turn from their sins and from their wicked ways and turn unto Christ and look to him for salvation, believing in him that they can save him, believing in him that he came to bless them and turn them from their iniquities, and believing in that and receiving in themselves the just recompense of reward of faith, which is the actual possession of those things promised in the promise. Are ye yet without understanding also? Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Read the parable of the tares again. The tares aren't going to be magically changed into wheat. They are going to be rooted out because they are plants which he hath not planted. If they were good, then he would have planted them in the first place. Any plant, anyone who seems to be a tare but then turns to righteousness is not a tare. Oh, that looked like a tare. He talks about nature because it's simple like nature. It has a single nature. No plant in the midst of its growth changes into another plant. That's why it's the parable of the mustard seed is so bizarre, because mustard plants don't grow to be giant trees. Something's amiss. Grapes do not bring forth thorns. Thorns do not bring forth raspberries. Actually, raspberries are thorns. I knew that was a wrong thing to say. Grapes do not bring forth thorns. Thistles do not bring forth grapes. And as far as the Pharisees says, let them alone. See, Jesus knew something about these guys. Now, again, look at the Apostle Paul, though. There's someone who appeared to be a tare, but he was planted of God. Right in among the tares. You say, oh, there's a patch. That looks like all tares in there. You couldn't see that there was a good plant growing there. And that's how it works. Remember, predestination only is apparent from God's perspective. From our perspective, it is not apparent. You can't tell one from the other from our perspective. If the angels can make mistakes, how much more shall men, when they try to judge these things? That's the thing. The reapers were the angels, and God said to the angels, lest by mistake you take up wheat, don't pluck them out. Now, that's not the real reason, is because this is the way it's supposed to be, right? But in the parable, the idea is the angels could not tell the difference. If the angels were likely or possible to make a mistake, because a skilled farmer could tell the difference between plant and plant, they're highly indistinguishable before harvest. But once they grow to their fullness, they're easy to separate. I'm going back to the parable again. But it's worth it, because this is a reference to it. That which God has not planted is going to be rooted out. All of it. In the end, though. And man in the middle doesn't know. Don't mistake it. You don't have the perspective. When I start talking about predestination, people always say, well, then why do anything? Why don't I just throw up my hands and everything is as it should be? You think you're God. You think you're looking at the world and seeing it as it ought to be. But God sees it from an eternal perspective. He sees the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. He sees it all in an instant. The whole panoply of human existence is laid out in a stream before him. I mean, in ways that, you know, God is not limited to our time frames and all manner of. He has access to times and dimensions and so on that we can only hypothesize concerning. We can only make up theories about it. Really, theory is a little farther along the way. That's why I said hypothesize, because it means that a hypothesis is just an idea. So then he explains it, you know, whatever enters the mouth goes out into the belly, cast out into the draught, to the poop, right? But out of the heart come forth the sin and the evil, all those things. Their heart is far from me.